So two of the biggest issues that are concerning people around here are the potential of a BRAC. Mm-hmm. Many of them would welcome a BRAC here at Fort Hood. And I know that's something you're not super excited about, something you put an amendment against. Could you ever see any wiggle room in that for the potential that it could really help an area like Central Texas?
Well, I appreciated hearing from community leaders here, some of whom expressed support for a BRAC. I would note that those sentiments are markedly different from the sentiments I've heard from community leaders surrounding other military bases in Texas. Mm-hmm. And it is my responsibility, obviously, to represent the entire state and to focus at the same time on national interest. The amendment that I introduced that was adopted in the Armed Services Committee was an amendment that provided that before any domestic BRAC could commence, the military had to first complete an assessment of overseas bases and whether those could be reduced consistent with maintaining our national security interest. And in my view, if, as a budgetary matter, we need to reduce the number of bases we have, the first place we should look is overseas rather than domestically.
Mm-hmm. And then the other issue that has really got people concerned here is the last government shutdown put almost 6,000 people out of work here for a week, and it also really impacts, the furloughs have a big impact as well.
Sure.
Is there anything going on right now? Are you hearing anything to try to protect some of these workers or ensure that their jobs are more stable?
Well, I think the government shutdown was a mistake. I opposed the government shutdown from day one. And the reason we had a shutdown is that President Obama and the Democrats repeatedly refused to compromise, refused to negotiate, and forced a shutdown. Repeatedly, I voted to fund the federal government. And at the same time, stop the disaster that is Obamacare. And, you know, we have seen in the last 2 months the enormous harms that Obamacare is causing. We have seen, Bruce, you're going to grab this real quick. You know, we've seen over 5 million people lose their health insurance because of Obamacare. We're seeing job losses all across the country, people losing their jobs, people being forced into part-time work because of Obamacare. And I think it was irresponsible of the president to force a government shutdown rather than compromise and negotiate on Obamacare. You know, in the middle of the shutdown, President Obama invited all the Republican senators over to the White House. He sat us down in a room, said, I invited you here to tell you I'm not going to compromise, I'm not going to negotiate on anything. Now, I don't think that was a reasonable position.